I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The data is clear. Persecution is rising around the world.
But the silver lining or the good side of that story is the church is growing in hostile and restricted nations. More people are following Jesus Christ in China and Iran and North Korea.
Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA says long ago, ministries set aside November 1st with the persecuted church in mind. This Sunday is the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church.
Pray that the Lord will supernaturally let them know they are not forgot. They are being prayed for. Pray for the persecutors that somehow, some way, God will break through their hearts and that they will come to know Christ as well.
For resources, connect at missionnews.org.
This is a response to what our brothers and sisters ask of us, but it's also a response to what Scripture calls us to do.
And Wycliffe Associates has announced that Dr. Tim Nye has been selected as interim president and CEO of its global Bible translation efforts. The Holy Spirit called Nye into ministry while he was in high school, but health issues kept his family from traveling overseas as they'd planned.
In the last 12 years, I've been with Wycliffe Associates, been able to get re-engaged, if you will, in the Bible translation efforts and movements. And throughout the various experiences here at Wycliffe Associates, I've been able to travel, participate with church leaders abroad and help them in their Bible translation efforts.
Nye has a passion for helping people hear the gospel proclaimed in their own languages. The work continues despite the global pandemic. Please pray God will give Nye and Wycliffe Associates strength and wisdom. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.